This is Gordon, WTTTT, and this is the Bergen Amish Radio Association Technical Net. Are there any stations with emergency or priority traffic? Please call K2BAR. All right, nothing heard. Good evening, everyone. Again, this is Gordon, W2TTT. He's the call sign K2BAR tonight. Call sign of the Bergen Amish Radio Association. Conducted weekly on a frequency of 146.835 megahertz. The community repeater of the Chestnut Ridge, Formula Chestnut Ridge, listening. The Venture Crew 7373 Amateur Radio Club, located in Pearl River, New York. PL is 151.4. PL is 151.4, although it may not be turned on at this point. And the offset is minus 600 kilohertz. Purpose of this net is to have a conversation about amateur radio, about electronics, computers, telecommunications, natural sciences, that's why our wonderful hobby, also how we use our wonderful hobby to expand the technical arts and to serve others.
And hope to hear everybody from all four grid squares in the area. back to net.
Very good, Bob. Yep. And it's important that if you do work KGBAR, that you put other stations in your log as well. Otherwise, they view that as a captive rover, and they kind of get cranky about that. Barron could actually get penalized by having people submit what we call captive rover scores. So that's great. Anybody else have any comments about the upcoming VHF contest? Which, by the way, starts at 2 o'clock on Saturday and goes to 11 p.m. on Sunday. Otherwise, Barron cut it off mid-afternoon on Saturday, Sunday, unless there's unbelievable propagation. Okay, any more from you, Bob?
No, that's it.
Okie dokie. All right, thank you. Mr. Mark, you had propagation observations.
Yeah, this is N2MH West Orange. Just before I came into the net here, checked into the net, I was listening on 162.55, the Weather Channel. As many of you may or may not know, New York City weather transmitter is off the air. But coming through loud and clear was Lewis, Delaware. So we do have some propagation to the south tonight. Back to net. This is N2MH.
Yeah, absolutely. Actually, N2AAM reported yesterday that a friend of his driving in Sussex County heard a station in Nebraska on the FM broadcast. That was pretty cool as well. So, very good. Very good, Mark. Yeah, so Lewis, Delaware. 162.55. Yeah, unfortunately, New York is down. It's hard to believe that this has been such a persistent problem. Even the Coast Guard can't get a good landlord. So there were some questions. Right now, I have a static IP address. Plugged in on a cellular modem, no less. Plugged into a port on a switch that ties it back to a mesh node, and so I can get into that one node that faces the network and kind of look at the status of the mesh from that viewpoint. But obviously, I can't go anywhere past that. So the ideal situation would be to replace that with, you know, some sort of OLSR-based toy that's on that port that actually acts as a gateway and does some other fancy things that allows me to then transit into the mesh, at least for purposes of web browsing and maybe selectively for other things. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, my thoughts, I have a couple of thoughts on that. You can't get into the mesh network from the WAN port by design, and that is to keep out any kind of intruders from going on to a ham radio and cause it to transmit, okay? It's also security for keeping out stuff that shouldn't be on the mesh network. We don't need stuff coming in from the internet. So that is done for good reason, and I'm not real keen on saying it's a good idea to work your way around it. The second thought, though, is if you have a real need, for example, of a repeater at a site that has no internet access, yeah, you can port forward a couple of desired ports. You can port forward a couple of desired ports across the network that way, and that's a pretty legit reason to do it.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of what we're doing. It's just basically to a limited number of port forward addresses. That would certainly be the approach. The other way is to have some sort of secure client and maybe extend a tunnel
be a tunnel server port for this the owner of that cluster, so that they could get in and go from there. Obviously, the easy way of doing it would be just to put a mesh node in the car or your port kit, put a tunnel client on it, and let it roll into the mesh that way, and then use its DHCP for that purpose. Now, oddly enough, some of the new the new nano stations that seem to have the WAN port on one physical port and the LAN port on another might be just the candidate for doing that in a mobile environment. So you can put a dumb switch on the LAN port side and hardwire all your mobile devices or secure wireless access or whatever on the other side, and that would be bad. So that, I think that would be a more, shall we say, secure way of doing business, for lack of a better term.
That's a pretty good way to describe it, and is a better term. You need to just keep in mind that OLSR is not really tolerant of varying path qualities. It really doesn't like that at all. It wants to see a constant path quality, whatever it is. But if you have path qualities that are going up and down, you're going to corrupt your routing table real fast.
Okay, so let's ask this question. On a tunnel, aren't they uniformly assigned the value 1.1?
NJ2BS, repeat.
Well, yes, they are, but that also assumes that you have a good, solid internet connection. That is not a good assumption when you're mobile using a cellular connection or any other type of mobile connection. You know, it might be good for surfing and all that, but when it comes to a good, reliable streaming connection, it just ain't there.
Because of the bouncing. So what would you recommend to, assuming you had a good cellular connection, you know, good enough to stream these audio through, if not video, but through the audio, and therefore by definition good enough, at least for web browsing, as you suggested, what might you think would be good for a mobile environment? Effectively, if your cell connection is decent, you've essentially turned that tunnel connection into a glorified DTC connection, right?
Let me go to Trump. That's kind of essentially what you're doing. The trouble is, you get any kind of dropouts, that's going to affect the nodes that you hear broadcast from your tunnel server. And the server is going to have the same problem with what it hears coming from you. And in fact, if you're the only one that is broadcasting back, you in fact may drop out after a while if you happen to be random enough so that whenever you broadcast your node, it isn't received. I'm of the opinion that this is really not good for mobile in motion type of service, unless you're right underneath another node and actually doing it on RF. And, you can do that. I think the only real way to do this is to pull over and be stationary for a while, that you need to pass your traffic and then move on.
Okay, interesting. So, where do you think we should go to support mobile devices?
Well, that's a very good question, and putting out thousands, if not tens of thousands, of sites that help to cover where they need to on an economical basis. But even having said that, you drive around, you're going to be going in and out of coverage. You just don't notice it.
Well, trust me, in my case, I know this. Yes, I get it. Most people are not aware.
Yeah, Gordon, you need to get a signal. You're really basically opening the squelch right now. And we have noticed problems with tunnels that have marginal connections, either through Wi-Fi or just crappy carrier connections in some places. Those tunnels are really not usable. They're all coming up because they have no link quality associated to them anymore. They're all assumed to be one, but they don't have good streaming quality, and therefore they're dropping packets up the yin-yang.
Yeah, how's my signal on that?
Well, you're about up to 15 dB quieting.
All right, I'll keep it short. Okay. Well, I think that's a good treatment of the topic. Anybody else have any thoughts? All right. Well, anyway, what was viewed as a nanostation challenge, though, of having the ports be a little weird, I think actually can be turned into an advantage. But to your point, one must be fixed largely to sustain a decent level of connectivity. So anybody else have anything they would like to bring up to the net site?
WI2IC. Gordon, I can see your mesh node tunneling to my QTH, over.
Oh, did your client actually talk to my server now, or are we backdooring it through LA?
It appears to be a direct connection, so from time to time it'll drop out but come back again quickly enough. I'm not sure what's happening there.
Oddly enough, I don't either because I'm not home. I'm not on the mesh right now. I can look at the one port, the standby one. Well, you're right. So, Mark, I have a static IP on a cellular interface that right now is in a fixed location. In fact, it's in a fixed, it's meshed, it's a mess, actually, but it's co-located. But, we got the tunneling to work such that one of my field node now is a tunnel server, and so if I deploy it somewhere, a couple of key locations, my home, Ali's home, and Bob's home, can connect to it, but it's meant for fixed deployment, as you were describing.
KX4NC on this channel.
Yep, I've been hearing chirps and burps as well. All right, gentlemen, I think I'm going to say 73 because I'm out in Fairfield. I think we've kind of beaten the subject to death. But Mark, that's a good topic, and we will have to come up with something that's a little less aggressive on the bouncy side. I think maybe even a little less bouncing and reconvergence on the OLSR might be in order for some sets of nodes, but certainly interesting. And you bring up some really good points. So thank you, sir. In the meantime, anybody else have anything for that before we can secure? WU2TTT off and clear at 73.
Okay, Gordon, 73 is K2BIR, WU2IC.
W2QEQ. is Hamilton. Repeater system.
NJ2BS. Repeat. NJ2BS. Repeat.
W2UHS. Repeater. This is Hamilton. Repeater system.
NJ2BS. Repeat.
W2UHS. Repeater. This is Hamilton. Repeater system.
This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4.
W2UHS repeater. This is Hamilton repeater system.
NJ2BS. Repeat. NJ2BS. Repeat.
Hello, hello, hello on the electric radio. W2TTT.
This is the NJ2BS. Repeater. Use PL151.4. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4.
W2UHS repeater. This is Hamilton repeater system.
This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. NJ2BS. Repeat. NJ2BS. Repeat.